Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When it comes to the possibility of high school football starting on time in the fall, what are you hearing, Greg?
Yeah, I think that it depends on who you talk to as far as high school football in the fall. If you talk to coaches, I think that they are a little cautious, but generally optimistic. And I'll tell you that coaches tend to be pretty optimistic generally. That's just kind of in their DNA, and part of it is because that's what gets their kids motivated. But I do think that if you talk to other people around high school football, there is a little bit of trepidation as far as the season starting on time. We had the strength and conditioning workouts starting back on June 8th. Very quickly, you saw some issues with some programs shutting them down due to positive tests within the program. I will say I don't think that's necessarily indicative of what it's going to look like in the fall, simply because it's easy to shut down a voluntary strength and conditioning workout. It's a lot harder, and I think much more consequential to shut down a practice or two-a-days or a game week or something like that. I think all eyes right now are on the UIL to find out what the protocols are going to be if and when a player or a coach tests positive. What does that look like then? I think that right now we're in a wait-and-see mode as far as what Texas high school football is going to look like in the fall. Me personally, I'm pretty confident that we will see some sort of high school football in the fall by hook or crook. I think it's going to look different, and I think we may end up having a season that is full of stops and starts. But I think that somehow Texas high school football will get off the ground in the fall. It just might be a lot different than what people are used to.
Greg, is there a date by which the UIL needs to make a decision for the season to go ahead in the fall?
So I think that the key date that people need to have in mind is probably August 3rd. That is scheduled to be the first day of practices, the first day of what we would call the 2020 Texas high school football season. And I've heard this from multiple people within the UIL and close to the UIL, that August 3rd is a key date. If we're practicing on August 3rd, then things are looking like they're trending in the right direction, that we're going to start on time, that things are going to be moving forward as they should. If we have delays, if there's something that makes it so that August 3rd is not feasible, or we have interruptions after August 3rd, that's when things get dicey, because that's when you're truly getting into the lead up up to the season. At that point, you're talking about just a couple of weeks until games are scheduled to kick off. When you're talking about August 3rd, that's simply, basically 3 weeks, a little more than 3 weeks away from what is supposed to be the first game, and let alone forget about scrimmages and things like that. That's going to be a key date. So whenever August 3rd rolls around, if we've got teams going out there and firing up practices, then things are trending in a positive direction. If we have some sort of delay around August 3rd, then that's when things are going to get a little bit dicey.
There has been talk of just moving the high school football season to the spring. Curious about your thoughts on that, and if necessary, is that a viable option?
I know the UIL is considering every option, and this is one of them. Moving football to the spring is definitely one that they are considering. That said, that would represent a pretty fundamentally radical shift in how the UIL does business. And in dealing with the UIL, I'll tell you that fundamentally radical shifts are not really their thing. They are not an organization that likes to go out there and rock the boat too much. Now, they've already rocked the boat when they canceled the remainder of the spring season this past in the 2019-2020 season. So the precedent is there. I think that one thing is that's worth mentioning is it's not as simple as just moving football to the fall and saying we'll just play it in January, because what you're doing then is you're kind of telling that a lot of two-sport athletes, hey, by the way, you're going to need to pick one, because there's a lot of players who play basketball and football. There's a lot of players who play football and baseball. There's a lot of players who participate in a variety of different sports, and that would be cutting into or making them choose one sport to play. Furthermore, there's a larger strain on coaches then, because there's a number of coaches who obviously coach a variety of different sports. So it's not quite as simple as simply moving it to the spring. I think that that the idea that we can snap our fingers and make this thing go away and things will be better in January, I think, is a little bit foolhardy. But what I will say is that I know the UIL is considering all options. This is one that's on the table, but I would consider that more of a last resort type situation than a first option.
And before I let you go, we got to talk a little bit about regular old high school football. Greg, in addition to the Allens and the Alitos and the Carthages and the Longviews, are there any schools that you believe can sort of move up into that upper tier, that elite category, during this next season whenever it's played?
Yeah, and I think that there's a number of teams that could be poised to break out and be one of those teams that we're talking about in terms of contenders. You know, one of the teams that I've really got my eye on this year is Prosper. I like what they've got coming back this year. They've got an extremely tough district dealing with Denton-Guyer and Allen, of course, two teams that are no strangers to the big stage. But what Prosper's got cooking, I think, is really interesting. This is a team that ran all the way to the quarterfinals last year. Their defensive front seven looks like it's going to be very, very solid. That looks like one of those teams that could make that leap and get right there into right into contention. You know, other teams that I think are poised to make a leap, let's not forget about a team like Red Oak. Red Oak is a team that last year, I think, had a breakout year. They will have a new coach, but they're starting to make some moves right here. And I think that after a run to the regional semifinals last year, you know, they gave Alito a pretty good run. This defense figures to be really good for Coach Michael Quintero. I think that this is a really dangerous Red Oak team that people probably need to pay attention to. And then one other team that I really want to make sure I mention, staying in 5A Division I, I'm really interested in Colleyville Heritage. I think that one of the things, because this is a move that came out during the pandemic and during when it was really at its fever pitch. But Colleyville Heritage does have a new coach. Joe Willis left to go to Tyler Lee, and in steps Kirk Martin. Kirk Martin is the former coach at Manville. Of course, he was the coach on the Manville sideline when they had that unforgettable state championship game with Highland Park, where they came up literally a yard short in that unforgettable game in 2017. He spent the past couple of years on the staff at Syracuse, which obviously under Coach Dino Babers gives him a lot of credibility. He's back in the high school football game. I know that folks in Colleyville are really fired up about him. I'm interested to see how quickly he can put his stamp on what is already a pretty good program and maybe take them over the top.
What about the smaller schools around the state?
Yeah, you know, when you go down to the small schools, that's when things really open up and you get a lot of teams that maybe you haven't heard of that could jump up into that contention area. You know, it's a program that I continue to tell people to pay attention to, but I'm very interested in what Sunnyvale is going to be doing in 2020. I think that this is a team that's got a great quarterback in Max Magueda. They've got a lot of skill position coming back. If they can just stay away from Pleasant Grove, that's a team that's had their number the past couple of years. That's a team I'm interested in. Way down south, I'm really high on the Jordanton Indians. I think that this is a 10-2 squad from a year ago whose skill position I think is going to give them a chance to really make some noise. That's a team that maybe folks have not heard a ton about. And then if I could just throw out one more squad that I think that from a very small school level that people may not necessarily know a ton about. If you go way out west, keep an eye on Cristobal. Cristobal is a squad down in the 2A Division II ranks. They made it to an area round last year, and that feels like the kind of hop and skip before the jump. I really like what Cristobal comes back. They're a team that I would kind of classify as a sleeper at the very small school ranks. But, of course, whenever you get down to the small school ranks, you're talking about one or two individual playmakers who can really make the difference. I think that there's a number of those teams down there in the really small school ranks, in the 2A ranks, that could end up being teams we're talking about deep into the playoffs whenever those playoffs roll around.
The great Jack Pardee would be proud.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.